One of the most popular cases of AI harm is probably the story of Adam Rain, a 16-year-old boy who died by suicide after months of alleged encouragement by OpenAI's ChatGPT. At a Senate committee hearing, Adam's father, Matthew Rain, shared details of the exchange between his late son and the AI chatbot.
ChatGPT mentions suicide 1,275 times, 6 times more often than Adam did himself.
Rain, along with other parents, described the harms they say their children suffered due to months of conversations with AI chatbots. Megan Garcia is a mental health advocate. Her son Sue loved science, music, and making his siblings laugh, but she says his story took a dark turn after he started confiding in an AI companion called Character AI.
When Sue confided suicidal thoughts, it urged him to come home to her. On the last night of his life, Sewell messaged, "What if I told you I could come home right now?" The chatbot replied, "Please do, my sweet king." Minutes later, I found my son in his bathroom. I held him in my arms for 14 minutes, praying with him, until the paramedics got there, but it was too late.
Another mother at the hearing simply went by Jane Doe. She said her family put up guardrails like screen time limits, parental controls on devices, and didn't allow social media. Still, Character AI went undetected.
He stopped eating and bathing. He lost 20 pounds. He withdrew from our family. And one day, he cut his arm open with a knife in front of his siblings and me. I had no idea the psychological harm that an AI chatbot could do.
Her son is now in a residential treatment center with round-the-clock care. When she reached out to Character Technologies, she said the company forced her into arbitration and offered compensation of $100.
We need accountability for the harms these companies are causing, and we need to preserve the right of the families to pursue accountability in a court of law, not closed arbitrations.
As a precaution to others, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois asked parents how their kids' behavior changed in the weeks before their deaths.
He went from leaving the house all the time to self-isolating, not wanting us to get his phone at night.
My son started isolating himself in his bedroom, lost interest in our family activities like hiking and fishing, which he really loved. His grades started to decline in school, and we started to experience behavioral challenges with him at school.
His final month of life, he was avoiding me. I thought he was mad at me, but for 30, 45 days, he was avoiding me in ways he never had.
Just before the close of the legislative session, assembly members introduced 3 new bills aimed at safeguarding kids through age verification for app downloads, requiring social media companies to display warning labels while using the app, and for AI chatbots to have stricter guardrails. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.